good one.
Show something, Bobby. Another cigar of Abdullah. You mentioned that in my breakfast, if you pull up into Abdullah, that you have Tfilah, that you have Abdullah al-Aqis. Ask where we did that in the game for Tfilah, and now doing Abdullah al-Aqis, Abdullah al-Aqis. The Shema starts off the sugya over here, discussing the dinner of Abdullah, did the Abundu, did the Raisa, being done the Abundu, Perichot Tess, also the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Zophos, the Shabbos, the Kaddishoi, after the Zephit, the Kisosai, the Tziyasai, the Kisosai, the Kiddish, the Tziyasai, we do Abdullah. He began Aluishan that way. The smag, the chinuch, look at Rashi knows it, seems to be that way also. The work of Aruch HaShulchan is, where are you placing a hold of Dinder Eis over here? Mecham, he's Mamshech, and he says, Yesh Cholkin with the Dinder Abolim. Taz Ben Simi, maybe goes this way. Well, imagine you have an Is over here. Mishmur does say, but let's say in the case of a person made Dinder Abdullah in Tfilo, then the Kuli Amo, the Abdullah upon the Kreis, is only a Dinder Abolim. Now he says, it's the Kuli Amo. Now I'm telling the Mishnah being examined with Chor Rashi the Sugya knows it. It's not that way. Rashi still holds the Aliyah that did the Raisa. But actually, the Mishnah says he gained out of the continuum to train him. The Lacha of the Abdullah of the Raisa is taken care of. He'll left Abdullah drop on him. Building upon that, there's a peculiar in the Simon Rish Ayn Aleph brought out with the Mishnah Gura and the Bialoch and Sabeis discussing Kiddush and Erev Shabbos. Over there, can a person say good Shabbos? We're coming to the Mitzvah of Zachos Yom Shabbos to Kaddishoy. So come on the Bialoch and he says, Haki Mekaimit, Kenina Zechriya and Shvach, you need to be Mekaddish, Kiddush over here. So he says he wants to argue Kiva Eker and saying that the idea of saying good Shabbos is not Mekaim the idea of Zechriya, Beshvach, Ubiyayim. Building upon this Kiva Eker and saying good Shabbos, the question is, on this Halach, I'll come from Zaman, he was Makbit with Kiva Eker, and not to say of Erev Shabbos, what is before Yad Mincha, but good Shabbos, because maybe a person is Mekaim in the Kiddush, Shabbos Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore he cannot have Mincha anymore. Therefore, an Erev Shabbos is a good Erev Shabbos. Not good Shabbos. Rav Shlomo and Shuvah when Hogat brings down the Negev Shlomo Zaman, he says, Yesh Lachalik, Eve Kivegi only discussing on Shabbos and good Shabbos, then the Kabbalah. On Erev Shabbos, with the Kabbalah. But still, the end of the Shuvah, Ula Nechachil Ped Ben Noya, not say Erev Shabbos, good Shabbos, say good Erev Shabbos. Kiddush. Yeah, Mice is a Kiddush. Building upon that, we get to Moshe Shabbos. When you say a good loch, you say Shvuah Tov, are you making it in the Zachos Yom Shabbos and Kaddishoy? Meaning, now you're making it, at least you take it to get of the Raisa, and if you're only left with a Dinder Abon over here, of the Rabbah of the Christ. Now, if we may speak out, we take a Chileni taxi, Moshe Shabbos or Sunday, Monday. Now, as far as I know, they not make Abdullah. So, how in the world are you using them Moshe Shabbos? So the whole purpose of saying them a din of Abdullah the Raisa, tell them Shortov. The tendency is they answer back Shortov or Kutfach. Now they're Mekayim the din of Abdullah the Raisa. Now the whole purpose take care of this din over here. So it's this liyaz, for example, Mechocha Mecha, what kind of film purpose of Kivag and Erev Shabbos, who did Moshe Shabbos, let's Mekayim the din the Raisa, and say Shortov or Kutfach to the taxi. I'll answer back and Mekayim the din over here. Come on, Shabbos Amun, and it's Eliezer, for the Shani, he says, Yish lechalkin Erev Shabbos versus Moshe Shabbos. The extent of Erev Shabbos is, he's saying a Shvach to get to Shabbos, he's saying good Shabbos, he's saying a Shvach and Shabbos. On Moshe Shabbos, he's saying Shvach Tov, a good Vach, he's saying a Shvach in the Vach, or Vach into the Vach. So you're missing the whole Shvach, the Zechir of Shabbos. Now forget, your words are not Shabbos, your words are Chol, Zalash. Second is, the whole idea of Abdullah as being Mavdol Mekosh Lachol. There's no Abdullah over here. There's no being Mavdol over here. Since there's no Abdullah going over here, how do you become in the even court of the Kiregar? The Yom Shalom Zalman says, not going to do it. Agam and Alicha Shleimah, that's the Shemir Shabbos. Agam and Alicha Shleimah is brought down the Bengalis Hidder is Mahadr to go tell the taxi driver to Kutvach. Because the maybe there's an in out there, so he'll answer back and come in Abdullah. Nice, Yom Shalom Zalman, we can hold him back away. The end of Chutzani said, not Mekam in the Abdullah, at least the Raisa. So we have to know now we're going to do taxi drivers. So let's go to different people how to Mekam in the Abdullah. That means Noshim will get to the end of the Simon. Of course, I'm Noshim, Vad Abdullah again, Yabachi of Gomer, Shal Dramon the Raisa. Next thing usually we have is children. Now they get the children of Pashas, they left here Abdullah, they get to all mitzvahs of Dinchenach. Chenef the Nag, Apidarkoi, and go teach them what you're going to do. Alochet to the Shimon Gimel, the Gate of Shabbos, and all mitzvahs. Now, when the child is 10 years old, so vada, he understands Shabbos, he understands brachas, and therefore he has to hear Abdullah. That's a sugya of chinuch. That means, let's say he wants to go to sleep, for whatever reason, you tell him, you push him off, tell him, no, don't go to sleep. You have to hear Abdullah. But let's say it's a place that Shabbos ends very late, let's say 10, 11 o'clock, his bedtime is early, 9 o'clock, otherwise he won't function the next day. That's how he goes to sleep earlier. The tendency is for him to miss any time. He won't be up usually at 10, 11 at night. And therefore, miss Abdullah, what's the Shabbos? Does he have a din to make Abdullah Sunday morning? Or if an adult misses Abdullah Friday night, Moshe Shabbos, he makes Abdullah Sunday morning. Should a child make Abdullah Sunday morning? So they bring down for Moshe, which is a question, he said, the Maisa, he has no din to. And Chavivyevsky, and the word of Simcha Bonim is, I'm going to bring food to Israel, and have a place to make my name of Maisa, not to make Abdullah Sunday morning. The source for you is, the Seed of Chinuch is, the person is right to go through something, give a Chanukim. The word of the Bryce is, someone's right to speak, you teach him to say Shema Yisrael. The person is ready to sleep in the sukkah without his mother, then he sleeps in the sukkah. It's somebody chanach in the sukkah. The person is ready to mount tefillin. Have a good lucky, they put on tefillin. I mean, when he's right to be in a parasha, that's the sign of chinuch. Here, the chura, the parasha is here, Abdullah, Moshe Shabbos. Hagami, we came Sunday morning, Tuesday. But however, the ikkah is Moshe Shabbos. Therefore, not in the sukkah of Abdullah, no din chinuch.
Can I have chinuch in the winter and not in the summer?
Can't I? It's an interesting question, the Chinuch Shabbai.
He's right.
Can't I? Can't I? Shani, you look among most Swarm, they don't go this way. Most Swarm say you have to mechanic on Sunday morning. Rakhamnetsky, Lois Nosso, Liashir, Rosh Scheinberg, Shemir Shabbos himself, Nemtel, Nishmer Shabbos, Shema Beni, Pesach Chubas, the Berkus goes this way, they want Taino. At the end of the day, can you do it Moshe Shabbos, you do it Sunday morning. That's part of the mitzvah, part of the parcel. You can carry the mitzvah. Do it Sunday morning. Who said you have to do that for Moshe Shabbos? I come to Shabbos Sunday morning, what he'll do? So he says, if they get the boys, tell them in the morning he'll make it. If they don't want to, you make it for them. They can listen. Up to the chinuch. You make a bracha like often. Say a matel. Then the chinuch make a bracha. Say a bracha to Hashem. Hashem's real name, no problem. And they can make a bracha to the get to Noshim, the Mahucha can maybe Noshim Nochim Abdullah, maybe not to make it for them. But they should do it for themselves. So it's interesting that most Swarm say yes. As far as I see them, a moin am is more like a moishim, a simple bonim, but I said not to. Not to Sunday morning. So it is me that his son's coming by mitzvah on Sunday. Ki mech Abdullah Moshe Shabbos. Meaning, avada to make Abdullah for himself, avada he can, whether it's a of Abdullah, or one of the Raisa, whether his chiyuv is, he do it for himself. Be yitza others, the Chura, the Din Abdullah, we're saying it's Chashash Reisa. Who says it's a Gadol? He's Bar Mitzvah. You have Chazak and Yerobo, he's two Saris. Says the Mishigur, Meshain Alp by Kiddush, of Kiddush and Reisa. A 13-year-old boy cannot make Kiddush for a person. It happens 13, for sure. Therefore, wouldn't negate the Sigur Abdullah, a person comes Bar Mitzvah, cannot Lechura make Abdullah. For the Reisa, then count for other people. Now, if there are only men there, and the men daven any member to, say, Adachun Antonu, maybe it could be a case of Rabbon. Usually they're not in there. What? Okay, maybe they're not in there. But only about the other question, if the kid also remembered to say, Adachun Antonu, so then he has two Rabbon, they have one Rabbon. Also a question, two Rabbon, we can't have one Rabbon. But maybe more of a Shadachun declare is, what do you say about Dolo on Sunday? Is it a Shabbos Dikadin or is it a Vacha Dikadin? If it's a Shabbos Dikadin, says our friend, Chaim Noor, Har Tzvi, from Zalman, it's Shabbos, he has no Shabbos Be'etzim. It's only in Chinuch Shabbos. There has no Be'etzim Shabbos, no future Shabbos. Mechanachim, there's no Shabbos. If it's, let's say, they call it a Vacha Dikadin or a Shabbos Ba'alma Dikadin, who's saying all this? He's saying, the Kant of Shabbos, come Sunday, the Kant of Shabbos, you have to map the Kurdish Lechurl. So maybe Chanami hits it din. A man should make Abdullah of the Dereis, like Gadol, unless he even has two Sirius over here. As was by Pasha Zohar, and Babisha Boy Lane did. And I used to go up hell, and Rob said, I should make for this morning with the guy. Okay, say I have his questions over here. He actually, Rob wasn't there for the Pasha Zohar, he said, why not? He said, that's simply, kids really have to make mistakes over here. But so I have the Arkid who have two Sirius, say there. But the Maisa, if it didn't Shabbos Shabbai, Echami had a Shabbos. If it didn't Shabbos Ba'almo, or didn't Chol, he has a Cholten. So Mavuchu, what is Abdullah on Sunday? And Abdullah on Sunday is a Shabbat, you say he has no bathroom Shabbos. There was some you can involve with Chaimah and Zarchim. If you should make Abdullah on the Lada, the better thing is nicer not to make Abdullah for the Tzibur, only for himself. Similar to the discuss, is a garret, is a scar of Moshe Shabbos. Is there to live Abdullah? Nice from Zavim, Chaim, and the Gadim will always come over and say, nice, it is not to live Abdullah. Especially if he says on Sunday, Tumor comes from Shabbos, Avad is not to live Abdullah. But even when I say it's a Sunday, then, Avad is at least in the parasha, he's not in the parasha, he's come to know the dummy, he was born on Sunday, who is not to live Abdullah, to have from Shabbos over here. Make sure to get the people is Chilainim. I mean, the question is, you can take a Chilainim on Shabbos, he's in the taxi, he doesn't make Abdullah over here. So, the question is, do they have a Din Abdullah? Do they have a Din Abdullah? The only thing of Abdullah is being Mabdul by Kredish Lachol. They will be Mabdul, they have no Kredish over here. They didn't keep it. The way the Chakadaki says, this will be Mabdul al Chol Shabbai, Mabdul Chol Shabbos Shabbai, Chol Chol Shabbai. There's no Abdullah, the whole thing from Kredish, he kept Shabbos over here.
He's being Kredish now?
Okay. No. When we get the meat, we'll have before we get to
Shabbos is called a
Shabbat. But there's no Abdullah for me. I think Magdalah. I didn't keep it. So again, there are those kind of verses saying, Rav Vozner Karkinyaki says, the Mai said there is no din of Abdullah on the Chilayim. Matthew is a din in that doing it. There's no din of Abdullah upon them. This is Karkinyaki, the Tafi Machmer, and you said back, Bukhazi Maida Amidabar. My son does not make a dollar, Tom will go make a dollar, and Chazikim, Tom pull and fill him, okay, Tom will make a dollar. Asara Shani, this is Liazar, Shtom says, but my son, especially in Santa Dea being Mabdul, being Kredish, man of Kredish, they are a Baravayan, and then they have a dinner of dollar here. There's nothing to bear. So it comes out and again to this Indian that make a dollar, now these are what you're going to do with taxis. One question is special, they have a dinner of dollar. I'm going to say yes, I'm going to say no. Even on the sand, they have a dinner of dollar. Come on, it's Sliezer, and you want to kind of, but still there's no Isser for them to do Malacha for you. Why is Chazal asking Malacha before Abdullah? The Mechazik, the Indian, to make sure you do Abdullah, not for sure, because you see many of the people, they start doing Malacha before this man, do Abdullah yet, it goes on and on and on, from an hour, 2 hours, and I think coming Sunday, I'm like, I got to Abdullah last night. How's it happened? Because they start doing Malacha beforehand. Say, welcome up, like, they start doing Malacha. So the Mechazik, this Indian, you tell people cannot do malacha. Come on, Mr. Fliazzi says, even though I tell them they have to do malacha, have to do Abdullah or Chileni, but Chazal did not put upon them the Issa malacha. There's no point. It's not going to be makshab in malacha, it's not going to be chazik them, they're not making Abdullah anyway. Therefore, the Moshe was asked this question by the Professor Frying, can you take a taxi or Shabbos? Not like a taxi, that's a classic example. But any good malacha, any Chileni malacha, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, come on, the Moshe says, the Moshe, no problem. Whether they didn't have Abdullah or not, the one time there's no is there for them go to Malacha. The way the Chodesh Shemim, he says over, he says, even though the Mesatik, any way Mesatik is to give Malacha, there's no Issa Mesayah, no Issa Lefneiver. Again, the song Kamal B'Iker say, again, whether Abdullah not Mavucha, a lot of the Chodesh say no Din Abdullah, but even they do have a Din Abdullah, no Issa Malacha, and then those who are Machmeh tell them, Kutvach, Shuvah Tov, and they answer back and say, Shuvah Tov, at least we can't be Din Dirai, so we are. Now let's say a person, he comes to your Shabbos, he's a Chileini, and enjoyed your Shabbos meal. Enjoyed the Cholent, enjoyed the Ashkov, he had the table over here, and he came up, I'll watch Shabbos, discussing all these different topics, interesting the Shabbos, discussing the topic of my table, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he borrowed another Kodesh Baruch Hu. All discussing over here. Can Hashem create another Hashem? That can do whatever he wants, he can't control. Can you do that? Or is it interesting to bring on the table? Can you create a rock that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can? Can a Kodesh Baruch Hu create a rock that can't lift? So we made it more technical. Hashem creates another Hashem. So people are like, blown away by this question. Right? It was a good argument. I don't think it would carry anybody, but it was an interesting thing to discuss. Everyone on the table is from. Well, so the question is, now they come up to Shabbos, they come up to Shuvah over here, is there a Din Abdullah? So come on, this question of Kharkiyaski. He says, he yourself said there's no Din Abdullah being not done by Kodesh Lachol, there's no Kodesh by him, so should he make Abdullah? He said, the person that does Shuvah is Oikim Matreya. He kept Shabbos. What's Shuvah? Shuvah Havim, and Yerba Maisa is Oikim Matreya. So, Be'etzim, in a certain realm, he kept Shabbos. If so, now he's a Din Abdullah over here. So, Zalman Maisa said, at the end of the day, he didn't do have any Abdullah, he was stopping about it. Chaim Kiyaki says, Shuvah, you have to believe in Shuvah, Ich habe es eigentlich nachher. Now the gift of Abdullah, the one who makes Abdullah, and those who hear Abdullah. And the intellect negates to make Abdullah, and hearing it the first part of the Amar, you start with a different sukkim. It says three things, you know, Kali Shorsi, you say Kali Yeshua's Esau, you say Utlai Hidimu Yisra'ura. The reason why is that the Ramah are the simon type. That means no Chiyam Mamish. We go on further, the Iker idea of Abdullah is being mapped up in Kali Shalachur. Now, the question is, when a person comes late and he misses the bracha of Bari Pira Gofan, is Bari Pira Gofan in essence and part and parcel of the Chiyam of Abdullah for the Shemim? In the Bible, we do not make Abdullah unless he have Yain, so I think the Sugya of here. Why to be Makshiv the Abdullah? But let's say the Shemim come late and they do not hear the bracha of Bari Pira Gofan. Are they great so Abdullah? So the God writes in parentheses, Lechore, even if not hear the end of Yain, they get the Mat of the Kershachol, Chaydol, the Chakazakov. The person afterwards saying, the idea about Gofan the Mice is not Ma'akiv. Building upon this is not Ma'akiv. Now the question is, when a person hears Abdullah, hears Bari Pira Gofan, hears Hamad Mekosh Lachol, and then the person comes to go drink it. Does the person who's hearing it and not come to drink Mekosh Lachol, is he allowed to speak before the one who's Mekanish he drank from the Yahin? Can he speak? What is the problem with the Mekanish speaking? Because they have to, from the Yahin. But the Shem is not drinking the Yahin, and the Yahin is not Ma'akiv. It's the first set of Sforum, Moshe, and others, the Yahshu, Avad Mekhafila not to speak before. Why not to? Why is that part of our goal? How far it will take? Come with Moshe to the Chiddush and our Chaim Chelidala is a tzad that maybe not even Yitzhak Abdullah. Maybe not Yitzhak Abdullah. Because once Moshe is part of Abdullah, again, you usually have to go hear it. But now that you heard it, maybe it's part of Abdullah. Moshe the Chaim say, if you don't go hear it, how can you make it Abdullah? Come with Yashu, so the one that Yitzhak, how can you make it Abdullah? Moshe the Chaim say, the person should not speak before the person drinks. Therefore, they point out practically, I think it's very similar, so what a person should do, after you make Abdullah, do not put out the candle first, for two reasons. Drink first. Number one, Mishra brings out the Mok Avram, he's supposed to drink first, and not put out the candle inside the Sukkot Hefsek. Number two is, the point out thinks Abdullah ends after you put out the candle. And the Eilam says, Shua Tov, good fuck, after you put out the candle. Stop people from speaking, you wait, you drink wine, then you put out the candle, then everyone's in a good fuck. So there will come out two reasons why you should drink first. One is that that's halacha, and one is that Indian not getting people to speak before the Indian of you drinking the molen over here. Now, they do speak out that in the Iki said is to hear Abatum and Kirsh Lachol. Let's say you hear Abatum and Kirsh Lachol, and you did not hear the Laman at the end. Is it Shulchan Shulchan being done from the Zaman? You didn't hear Abdullah.
The Laman?
Yeah, Abatum and Kirsh Lachol, you did not hear the Laman Lachol, the Laman at the end. You have to hear every single syllable, otherwise you do not hear Abdullah. That means the guy said it quietly, or can make noise, or the person slurred his word, you have to hear every single syllable. When the Shani wants to argue in time of the Maisi, you know what the words mean. When the Shani wants to argue in time of the Maisi, you do not hear Abdullah. Now, hearing Abdullah, the person in the Bible, let's say B'Shas Chak, you have no wine, or you're Ishi, you don't want to make Abdullah, can you go call a person to go make Abdullah through the case of a telephone? I've got phone calls over the years, and that girl's on the phone. No one around here can talk to me. Can you make him a telephone for me? So, first of all, we'll get to the end of the segment. A girl can't make a Abdullah by herself. That's a correct thing. A telephone. But even besides that, I didn't make me a Abdullah or all brachas in the case of a telephone. They can come on the Achorinim and tell you that the voice on the telephone is not a person's voice. It's waves amplifying or changing or modifying your voice over here. And therefore, just like everyone understands, a tape recorder is not used for Abdullah or for Megillah or for any mitzvah shmeik or anything. But also, the idea of a Zoom speaker, it's a really a microphone might be different. See, when a person takes a megaphone, a megaphone is, right, it might be amplifying his voice. They do get involved with how is a microphone working? How's that working over there? Is it amplifying my voice? Or just copying it and repeating it over here? How should they say now is it copying and repeating it over? But it's not my voice. That means you're not listening to me. Yeah, I know you're enjoying that part.
They were hearing it at the same time.
Yeah,
they didn't hear anything.
I know, but are you used to have double by Alexander Shematrayim?
Maybe not.
No, no one says yet. You say omen to it. Now you get to Shmeka, you can hear it.
Now the red in the high. Now
you eat to it. You say omen to it. Now it's not proper omen. Okay. Might as well surround with getting one of the telephones from this. Some Chaim, Kavnetsky, Tabatsimo, the other Shakamai, and Nashakon said, can you do a case of telephone? I can't, it's known among the Chumno Chaim, Kalakalas, the Shasat Chak, he says, you can. We have the strong friend of Chaim, of Moshe, it's with no one, no other person around, so at least not have nothing, at least make a case to our fellow, the case of our phone. Otherwise, Moshe, again, from Zam says, if you really stop, at least that. Otherwise, make the question say, your phone device is not good over here. The one Mamshech says, first makes a bracha on the kosher bracha. B'shas ha'chak. B'shas ha'chak. Now, Mamshech the Ramon says, if a person is making use a kosher bracha, that's all the kolam kosher bracha, and they says, Shnafi Kisa Tpogam. Now, they get their kolam and went to Baruch and see Baruch Ayin Alf over there. Just one thing I think I see practical, we spoke out over there. That if you use a case, you should make sure that's not a plastic cup. Whether it's on Medina, you're not using Abdullah, whether it's on it's certainly sort of the Hiddish way, that they're using two plastic cups. I brought down a couple's farm, just quoting and saying there's no makar for two plastic cups. No one has a makar for two plastic cups, so we need for it. Therefore, you should not use a plastic cup, you should use a nice cup. In Mitzav Hiddish, Mitzav Aloha, that's the correct thing. You grab the archer and swamps as you can, but you can swamps seem to say to be makmer. Now, the amount you have to go drink, the place can be down, you have to drink a mole lugmot. To not drink a mole lugmot, you should go to the academy of Abdullah. However, it goes on further than the Mishnah Brewer, according to Mother Avram. The meaning is that a person should drink the whole entire place and not give it to his main baseline. Says the Mishnah Brewer, what the reason for that is? Because if a person drinks a mole lugmot, it's more the case of his eyes more than revias. The law of Arachayim is saying the way she is that a person should not drink. More than a Zayis Lass Revias, Asaf Bocha Chayno. Because maybe Bocha Chayno in the Gate of Shti is a Zayis. Maybe it's a Revias. Therefore, the correct thing says, Mechab is always to drink Revias. Then we said, the Mishpur, we did not give it to the main baseline, so you always drink Revias. That means, Allah is the Gate of Tavola, you should always drink Revias. What is Revias? Whether your Revias is 86 Samak, like Chayno, whether your Revias is 150 Samak, like the Chaznish, whatever you share Revias is by Bocha Chayno. That's the correct thing to drink it over here in the Gate of Bracha Chayma. The Gate of Abdullah, you have to have a case of a Mole Lugmot.
So if you drink
86,
you give the rest of the
Bnei Beis. You give the rest of the Bnei Beis, correct. Not to Moshe, we'll get that separate, but they get the Bnei Beis, meaning men, boys. Now, the rubbing down the Indian of spilling over your wine. It means it down two different times in the Ramah. Once spilling it down in the middle of Bracha Birch Sakofen, the second time at the end of Abdullah. So the first time about spilling it between the in the middle of the Bracha Bagofen. So the Makar of this is a sukkah in Erevin Daf Samachay. Over there, the Gemara brings down the person who did not have Nishbach Yain Kamayim in the Machal of Bracha. So we should always overflow the wine from Makaris as a similar Bracha Shavayim. The way that Mishnah brings down that Tazim Amavom, another friend, we did not do it in the middle of the Bracha Bagofen. Kidua, we spill overflow it when we pour the from the bowl into the kais, and then the overflows, simon bracha. Now the words, the technical word of the Ramah is this overflowed al ha'aretz, on the ground. The Taz, the Mokavram, Mishigua, they say al ha'aretz, on the ground. Maisa, the way the Chaimel brings it down, says even al shulchan, will throw your plate, maisa enough, Shmir Shabbos, Kerf Salachos, and Chaim, they say even on the plate, maisa enough, la'tafka al ha'aretz, the Gamma see the Piskat Shubas wants to make a machlekes out of it. This Shmashal is to be Machmel Chol, there's no difference. They say one way, they say another way, this one is the Oretz, this one is the plate. According to this, that's our problem, it should not be a problem. Yeshua does say, however, when you overflow it, make sure to memay it from the Suga of Hefshin Mashkin. I mean, sometimes, for some reason, you see people who overflow it a lot. I don't see anywhere they get more of a simple bracha by overflowing a lot. Don't see it anywhere. It says, for Karat, if anything, memay it, if you can't even overflow it a little bit, that mice is enough.
Can you just pour it in without overflowing?
And it spills over when you pick it up, you're saying?
No, let's say I want to just...
Can you?
Pour some of the plate. I don't want to overflow the cup.
Sounds like it should overflow from the case. That's what it says. In the other case, you spill from the case, but you pick it up. That sounds like it's overflowing.
Okay.
It has to be Nishmach Kamayim, so it's not, you know, where it spills from.
Then they speak once you should be maniac. The question is, let's say a person uses a yain from Shemitah that's Eitzah Besdin. That's a mevucha and the sugya of Eitzah Besdin. And again, what the club are, they get hefzid. Nice, as far as I see, most of them say not to overflow by Eitzah Besdin. Shemeshab Kuchosai. The Shani, the Kashmir, the Nenatal, the Nichol, the Gera of Hefsin, or Knappi Mafsin, Eat the Bezin over here. Again, the Rosa says, the Shear Cotton, how much is always pulling on it. You want to be making, or the Team gets about the Sugar Hefsin. So we always do, not Nichol, the Sugar Hefsin. So you're always overflow, Mosh Shabbos, Knappi, a problem. I said, most of them say, you should not overflow, Eat the Bezin, or at least if you want to, we should make a belt with something else. Now, sometimes Moshe Shabbos comes after Yom Tov. We do something called Yak Nahas. If you do Yak Nahas, it's Yom Tov, should you overflow your kais, that's really kiddush over here. It's coming with form, and no one says you should overflow it, because the whole idea is simur brocho, for panosah, for, and then one time it's a zilt of kiddush on Yom Tov over here. Now we're making panosah, we're making kiddush over here, I'm going to make a sugar of Abdullah, but ik is kiddush, the Yom Shalom Zaman, the Shemir Shabbos, the Kofilokas, and then tell others being down, not to overflow for the sugar of Yak Nahas. Now this idea to overflow, again, the carpet, the Gemara Erev, that's not okay, is called by Shei Nishpach by Yain Kamayim. Let's say not using Yain, using Chamar Medino, using beer over here. Is there any need to make it overflow? Shmei Shabbos class question, it says the Kerem Talachas of Shmuel Kamenetsky, there's no Indian. The whole thing is Dafka by Sugar of Yain. Using Chamar Medino, let's say during the 9 days, and using case of beer, there's actually Mashkin, no reason to overflow. Second idea to overflow, come on the Ramah, we examine, we should overflow after Abdullah, to extinguish the net of that Abdullah inside was overflowed. The reason why we do that for we extinguish the net inside, so the grass from the bush, to show that we're not lighting the net because we need the net, show the net is in there, show mitzvah. If so, the Ramah say, this man is there, why are we lighting the net for? It's clear for Abdullah, no one's lighting the net to enjoy. Therefore, maybe now a person has no reason to take the net, put it inside the yayin. It's clear, it's national mitzvah. So first of all, as I state, that's reader. That's out. Second is, how can I put out the nair? I can blow it out. Why not? Right, the cowboy brings an advice to the Rebbe, that the Dal Dvar Dama Bereshoi, one of the things said, the person that puts out a nair, a pepin with his mouth over here, he says, it's a kind of Dama Bereshoi, it's a kind of nichba, it's a kind of epilepsy, give the swarm, the place can be locked, it all being down, not to blow out candles. Not to blow candles, in the Sakhala, and therefore it's brought out simply by Abdullah or Kantyevsky, we have a Zafarin, Shmir Shakal Khosai, we have Kar, Peskachu, and others not to blow anything in even the case of Abdullah over here.
A
birthday candle, besides getting involved in the Sugya of Hussein Mosalechu, how would you blow the birthday candle, also a big Bayal over here. Not to go through that, it's incorrect.
If someone blows out the candle, should
we
relight it and put it out in the
water? I did not see no sense to relight it, no. But if it comes out, this Ramah saying to put it out, okay, you never know the reason behind it. One, it's how the sugar shorts and mitzvah. Second is to put it out. They do ask, let's say you can put it out inside something, so I think they can have a claim because fingers inside the wine and they go over and put it out with his fingers. Or they say you can shake it there, but your wife won't be too happy, the wax is going all over the place. Now, this Indian, again, we put it out into the wine, again, the sugar of Shemitah, like it's a vessel over here. Even though our boss was making an overspilling, he says to put it out, he might say he was a machmor over here. He should not overspill it and put it out. Shemisham is a chodeshani, again, chayim the maestro machmor. Again, a couple of little things she talks to, he says, no, what's that to there? No problem with putting it out, hefzid. Again, but most of them say the maestro not to go use each investment for two reasons, one for overflowing, one for putting out the there inside the yayin over here. Now, in this halacha of the wine after Abdullah, again, Mishra says, number one, in the basic snatching, you should drink. The reason he says is why can I have a share of beer, once you have a share of beer, so they basically can't drink. The second thing is, if you read the Mogad Rom, the idea that Noshim should not drink. Noshim, for example, the Rabbah, the Kaisi Shabbos, the Kitch Chavarach, and others from bring down the Sivas, the woman, the Meister, should not drink in the case of Abdullah. Hagam is brought down by Leki Yerusher, the Talmud of Shemesh and Rishon, that he gave the Kriyas of Abdullah to his wife, and his daughter-in-laws, and his granddaughters. And the Chashuv, when he brings down the Sminig, he says, not even Chashuv for it. Satim, each one receiving the meaning for it. So all those mice were saying, not that simple. As far as I see, the Moed Am is very medactic, at least my society is medactic, not to give it to Noshim. The question is, why the mice not to give it to Noshim? So come with the Mogavram, when the Shua 72 is mitzayin to Shlo. Look up the Shlo inside, he's quoting a sacred Trelas Yaakov. The way comes from the Sugya and the Brochus that man, that one man, the Omar, that eats at us, was a case of a Gefer. It was a vineyard. It came on Chava, she squeezed out the grapes and made it the case of wine over here. She gave it to Adam Marisha, and therefore she got a punishment that came a Damidus over here. And therefore, she came to him, Mabul, Adam Aldea Yain, to take away his Kedusha, Aldea case of Yain. Therefore, we did not want her to drink from that Dolok, that Mabul, Mikhoish Lachol. Kina Devin Mizarika, remembering she was the Chsaron of Mabul, Mikhoish. They did not want to drink the wine after the day of Shibi Mabul, Adam from Yain to Mabul, Mikhoish Lachol over here. Now, one interesting thing they point out is that you make Abdullah from wine. You make Abdullah from beer, maisa, maybe the Indian, the Noshim can drink from it.
Chitu was also.
However, what?
Chitu was also the Eitzah Das Man also.
So one thing you say back is the one Malcolm says, Chitu, that might be the case of Eitzah Das. They have a beer, that's not the case of Chitu. Maybe we can have all the case of coffee, or other cases of Chaman Medina. But also, there's another thing why they say the case of beer. You want Shabbos in that payment base. We want an example from Bibi that he drank beer, or if Noshim would drink beer, Ba'ayin Bonsei Tavla. That if women would drink beer, the Gemara says it darkens their hair and it makes them grow facial hair.
Oh.
You drink beer, it makes those facial hair. The Gemara brings down, therefore, those Noshim who drank it will have to have a special cream to remove, take care of their complexion. Rabbi says, but Rabbi Bibi says, our Noshim don't drink beer, therefore, they don't have to do the special Indian to take care of their complexion over here. First, the Gemara here that says you drink beer, Noshim have a bio of their complexion. Now, is this the Makor where people say that women don't drink from Abdullah? If they do, they'll grow a beard. It says over there, a mamas hair. Pashas, it doesn't say where. Fine. Maisa, this idea that the one gets a concept that women not drink from Abdullah, it grows here. So, already, this is already an old saying. The Chaznish. Khanish passed away in 1954. Khanish, when he made Abdullah, kids would line up. Get Abdullah, keep drinking the Kreshul Baruch. One person on the line was a little girl. And the father told the little girl, you can't drink out, you can't wait for the Khanish's yang over here. Because what will happen, you start growing a beard. This is again, before 1954, right? This father told this girl. The Khanish always heard those words. The Khanish went back, he smiled and said, it's a mistake. It's not that whoever drinks grows a beard. Whoever grows a beard has a right to drink. That's where it came from. That means whoever grows a beard, that's the people who can drink. People took it, switched around. If you drink, you grow a beard. That's not the call. Fine, that's where it came from. My state is a stipend of Ben Achil Kalev about the idea of women drinking from Abdullah. The stipend says that the women say that they grow a beard. And then the stipend says that women should not drink from Abdullah because they grow a beard. There's some Chaim Kanievsky and says, can women drink from Abdullah? He says, no, because they'll grow a beard. I mean, despite the Chaim answer to grow a beard, there's a Chaim, where's Makar from? He says, the Olim says so. Everyone knows that. There's a Chaim, I know myself, as was. So he goes to Rashman Tshuva. The Rashman Tshuva says, even if you have 1,000 riders against what the Noshim say, the Noshim Tzikoni say it, the Kena say the Bob is off us. We listen to the Bob is, as I is. The Baba said, grows a beard, grows a beard. That's it. But the mice said, we have a second reason why the mice are not drinking Abdullah. Is yeah. Why? Because you grow a beard.
But according to that, even during the week, they shouldn't drink beer.
So the question is beer, or again, they're discussing Abdullah. I took it from one Makar, one Shabbos, if I could start more from that. But they're discussing Abdullah and Bacolius.
No, but Shabbos.
Yeah, that's only beer, correct. I mean, my father makes Abdullah for beer for years, so my father should have given my mother.
She never
does.
Yeah. That's
why she has a blue face. Thank you for sharing.
No, but during the week, they shouldn't drink beer either, according to the Gemara.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
No, that's not.
A third reason, and Makar, again, if the reason why that friend, why not to drink more from Abdullah, the way how the hard speaking from Islam Meltzer is that we'll get the local. Yeah, making the bracha on Boru Ma'ura Ish is a chilul parnasim not to bring a bracha, maybe they're not supposed to. So you make a bracha of Boru Piyagocha, and then you make a bracha of Boru Ma'ura Ish, and she said, Omein, maybe it's a hefsek. If someone's a hefsek between the gofa and you go drink it, you can't drink it. Therefore, Kamali says, you shouldn't drink it until the sukkah hefsek should boy. The point of Akamina is, can you afterwards make a bracha of Boru Piyagocha and drink it? But basically, we have three reasons I mentioned. One reason is that the end of Yayin, it's a das, maybe that would be a case of beer. Second reason is that facial hair is maybe for carrot. Then we can have other cases of command, you know, case of coffee, because I know. My second idea of hefsek could be everything, make a broch afterwards, but as far as I see, it's all very clear. This left is up, which will left it blank. Who did not drink the case of Abdullah? There's a Pakdevsky, even young children, even girls, says, yeah, my son, they don't drink Abdullah beer. Now, the sugya of Yachna has, can a woman drink from Abdullah? Because it's Kiddush right now. It's Kiddush the same time as Abdullah. I mean, Moshe Shabbos comes out to be Yontif, and they're making Abdullah on the Kiddush. Can they drink from it? So number one, they point out, we have Yachna has, sometimes, it comes out Leil HaSeder. This is Chutz La'aretz. And therefore what happens, the first Kiddush is Abdullah.
Here
too. What?
Here too.
This year. So come out to make Abdullah this year. So how could the world, the woman, drink it? It's a kollel here. So bring out first of all for the first case, because they should mention the Dabara. Mice, see over here, that number one, they do drink Abdullah, even though it's Abdullah together in case of Kiddush. Aleph. Void, we're telling on the symbol over here, that when a person has a bunch of Shabbos, come out, you don't know, can you make Abdullah on the pass? Mochlaikis. We should go pass like Ramal, you can make Abdullah upon the pass. I can make Abdullah on pass ever. Over here, since the Kiddush, the Ikris Kiddush, Abdullah is an Agav. Since the Ikris Kiddush, Abdullah is Agav, then can do not pass. He also negates the Yak Nas, negates Kiddush, so we can drink it over here. The Holy Spirit, according to Shlois, told us Yaakov's wife, be mad to Mekosh Lachol. What do you say? You say, be mad to Mekosh Lachodesh. So the time of the Shlois, Mice does not apply. Then we see either from Makara or the Sorosh boy, the Lamdas Mice, a woman can't drink from Yak Nas. So base the sugar of Kamar Medina went through a barichas in seven Risha. Ein Risha base. Actually, what comes down to me is very simple. Number one is Mishmur is very clear. You have a choice of wine versus Kamar Medina. Always wine goes first. That's not a question. Mitzvah and Mufra to use wine, a grape is over the case of Kamar Medina. Wine, you call Kodesh, Am Segula, Yisim Yisgul, Kala Amim, Le'evel Eschem, Le'amim, Abani, use the case of Yain, Aleph. Second is, even though they get Kamar Medina by Kiddush, the Mavucha and the kind of mitzvah that comes to you during the day or at night, by Abdullah and the Greasy Yitzah. That's a Gemara. Abadi Yitzah, Abdullah, Kamar Medina, except one wins out. Number three, let's say if Kamar Medina is Chaviv, for example, it's Motzei Pesach, when they get a case of beer over here, then the Shaila, what wins out, Chaviv or it's not Chaviv? That means if one is even with Kamar Medina, one of the Abadi wins out, that's Mitzvah and the Mavucha. Number two, Yitzah, the Kamar Medina, number three is Chaviv, that's the question over here. Sounds like you. Now, what you're saying, the Yain wins out. So there's a Gemara Shmuz on Daf Yud Ches. Gemara brings down, Kol HaMadol Al Yain Moshe Shabbos Yav Bonim Tzachorim. Zoy Chidah Boiz Over Here. Why? Because it says, L'Havdol Ben Kirsh L'Chol, Opasik and Shmini. It says also, L'Havdol Ben Atame Ben Atar. And next to it, it says, Isha Kita Zriya. If it is Zoy Chidah Boiz, it says, you have not only boys, you have boys who run into Iraq. So the Shalach and the discuss, it says Yain. Is it Dafka Yain? Or even grape juice? Is it a Milo to have a Dafka Yain to get the school over here? I mean, the Gate Abdullah, Abad Abdullah, Yain and grape juice, not a Shalach. Both of them, Nichol Gate have wine, both of them make a bracha by Piyagofa, not a question. When you get to the school of per se, is it you need to have Dafka Yain over grape juice? So my son, the Chodeshani used this question, and he said the cloud all over, grape juice like wine, there is no difference. We can't school even with a case of grape juice. I tell Hashem, I think it's known that Savior after Savior after Savior is some type of yes from this question. And each one of Chaim answers back, Yayin. The people who don't have kids, he asks them, what, do you make a bill on? The guy says grape juice. He says, no, have Yayin. The Savior, again, every Savior says that Yayin. My son, asked them, why? We know what grape juice is like, Yayin. So he wants to answer the fact that Gemara is Moisev, not called Mato al Kuis, called Mato al Yain, maybe Dafki Yain and not Mitzvah Lovim. Now you could answer back, called Mato על יין ועפוג יחמה מדינה. יש לו בית נמה עשה את זה, כמו עשה, למינה, למינה דווקא ליין. יין
מפוזק.
So I'm not clear where it came from. If I'm going to ask him, where are you getting it from? He said, because it's more than a subtle word, על יין. Chodesh Shami Absi Mitzvah says, no. Mitzvah Lafuke, Chma Medino. And grape juice is a word that the Gemara is called Yain Megitoi. We don't have word grape juice in the Gemara. So Yain Megitoi, freshly squeezed grapes. Therefore, I'm not clear where it came from, but I see he says it. And, fine, yes, yes. Sivkin wants to balance if our case is when you do not have a situation of wine. Now, it's not too practical, but it comes out in the gate of Sivkin. The person doesn't have any wine, Moshe Shabbos, only get Sunday. The question is, can you eat on Moshe Shabbos? The gate of Sivkin, in case you only have one case of yain, the question is, you save it for Havdalah or use it for Birchas Hamazon? I can be seen the chosh of it is to make Birchas Hamazon upon the case. It should be a Musa household that people will not make Birchas Hamazon upon the case. Again, we'll learn the Sivkin. We spoke out why it turned, I think Lumshim was not making Birchas Hamazon on the case because it turned to a design by a lot of people. Meaning, my mishpacha, I try to go do it, and no one, well, during the week at least, and no one actually even want to use it because you drink it, and people stop washing it, and no one, no one to drink grape juice every week. Not a dollar. So turn to Zion, I think that a lot of people don't use grape juice, no one wants to drink it. But actually, if you can drink it, you enjoy drinking it, for the correct thing is to always do with on the face. The Sefayit, again, the case where you have only Shemen for Havdalah, Shemen for Nes Chanukah, or Yain for Havdalah, what wins out over here is Shemen of Simen Issa, especially if you can't end up the right side by the case of Tefillah over here. Find another three sefer. Simbob is a Derech Hatamik Havdalah, whether the person should do it standing or sitting down. The essentially the question is, Negeta Mekholis, Negeta Brochus, if you come to me, might see somebody else. The call is, you should sit, and the listener should sit. Asuga be mighty with Asuga Kriyas. You sit, another person sits. So the correct thing is to sit. I tell the Shani, the whole idea of Abdullah being Malabo, the Melech over here. I'm not sure what, when we use the Lashon of Melech, when we use the Lashon of Malka, but here it says the Lashon of Melech over here. And therefore, how do you escort a person? You escort them walking, you're standing up over here, you stand up for them. The other question is, what is the correct number, to sit or to stand? Maestro Mechab brings down the person should sit. Mungla makes Lashon of Shalom, what are you going to do? Yichavadat, about Yosef, and the son of Yosef says you should sit. The Ben Ishchai, the Maisa stands. The Mo says, what's the correct thing to go do? He says, the Mechain Lugim Yidus, Eilu, to go stand over here. Who is Achan being down that way? If you've got it, Lavush, Mesivis, Kavraz, Asa Chavs Chaim, the Mishmirov, and others, Asa Lashani, the Chadnish, the Mishmai, the Mishmai, the Maisa, they stand over here. So again, different homies in Christ, all side the Ashkenaz, side the Svart, Eilu, Eilu, Dira, the Tuchayim, Nam, Ha-Pasha, each one onto his own. However, they all point out that's the gate to making the Havdalah per se. The gate to drinking, said the Mishmur Sukkot, Vav, Avadu Yisit. Avadu Yisit. Now Mishmur sends you to Mahavrav, is coming to the Mata Maisha. And really, there are two requirements why a person should sit by drinking. One is that in the Eretz, that the loch of the Gnai, for example, coughing to drink while standing or sitting. Well, while he's standing or eating. You should not eat or drink while he's standing. Therefore, it's not a single Abdul, it's a Gnai. Sit down. It says that El Rabbi, even though that's a Makar, Lambda for Kamal Chokham. But every person is a Gnai for them to stand while they eat and drink. Therefore, the correct and Hongla is for every person, more than Gnai Kamal Chokham, to sit over here. El Rabbi, Matzah Shekel, every person should sit. Second, there's a Gemara Gittin Dav Ayin that says that a person, when he drinks or eats standing up, Matizin Ezagov, weakens a person's body. If it's not a secret of sarcoma, a person should sit. I mean, two requirements why to sit. One is not their herds, one is not a secret of sarcoma. Now, I have asked people who drink by the water fountain in Yeshiva or take cups and drink, I've asked them, why exactly are they drinking standing up? Usually asking them to have a secret of sarcoma. Come on, give them the fine. Now, if it's not a person, it's usually an answer is because he's standing. So I went over to a Meltzer, he was drinking by the water fountain. And I asked him, my son, how are you drinking over here at the water fountain? So he told me, he's leaving. So I asked him, are you serious? He said, yeah, So I asked him, the same word, the same line says, that person can have Tashmish standing up. Tashmish Amito. No, Sakona, weakest person to go. So I asked him, Tashmish also? He said, yeah, can't say. Okay, not sure if he's serious or not, but my son, he owns Smicha Kishiva. Afterwards, I looked around, I see a company I've used, it's Russian, the same called Soba Modama, a 1400-page safe about standing and sitting. So over there, he brings down Arichas and everything. It says, Smichas Kishima. And therefore, we see a lot of people do, when they're chilling and drinking their coffee over here, not chilling, they stop leaning back, leaning on certain things over here. I try myself to always lean on something. It's not in the Lisa Sakona, Yishlot and Tatsugudar Heretz. It's that in Sakona, that person should at least lean on something. What the get of leaning is, there's always a shaitel. Usually, if you lean well and it fall away, you fall down. So, you look on the get of leaning. You take care of this Indian. That's one thing. Second is, what? Second thing is, first of all, some might bring it down.
That's
not dark hair. Some dark hair, some bring it down. That means, that one gives it more time on the shmur and some veins, and again, getting up. The one says not to get up right away. You stay in bed. My name is Mimak of that Gemara, right? You wake up, you're like, what I wish you was in base. Now, this man, Agam Igma, says this man is Moed Ani. If you want to say Moed Ani, this man's over. Not more than that. Fine. Now, another Chura, the defender of Eilim, why they drink standing up, the Chura, Zekal, Kim Dosh Biram, Shayim Sayim Hashem. So I went over to Shmir Shkofa Nefesh, he has a whole safe over here, Vasakon is working now on the Imur, putting out this. Is a new sefer updating it. So I asked the Lachor, why does right have a sefer? Kim Dosh Barab, Dosh Shem, Hashem, Hashem? I mean, no, you saw the guy wrong. You can't just make it up by yourself. You have to have a chorus on it. Says it, the Gadol says it. So the Maisi, everybody saw the Chilkes. Maisi, he says it over there. And the Maisi, on the secret of Jinging standing up, you have a head to have a walk. Shem, Hashem, Hashem, Kim Dosh Barab, Dosh, no problem over here. So Maisi, now the Shmish Gofa Nefesh, he put the balloon over here. And I can put a new safe over here. And my safe ahead of Kim Dosh Rab and Dosh. So two reasons to defend the Olam. One is some people are leaving, but even more so, the mice, the one Amul mice is lax for whatever reason, and therefore leave them as is. Hagam, you love Sigur Shem, Sigur Hashem, each one if you want to be a Pesi.
What are you
going to
do
as their parents? Their parents. Would you ever see, it's a great question, would you think of a Shiva, a lazy little stand that's up here drinking or something? The whole idea of a smorgasbord, would you? Look who's there, that's that. It's not their parents, just look who's there. I'm naming up. Fine. Sibov, over here, was brought down, it's not saying that person should first hold the wine in his right hand and hold the dasim in his left hand. Now, this idea of holding it is a dafkim, some in his left hand or not. Pashas of words, the mechab is when you hold the wine in the right hand, make Abdullah, you should hold it some in the left hand. That's sounds like the words. Technical, those words that brought down the Lavush, the Prisha, Taz, Shulchan Shlema, the Sivas, Chayotim, and those people knowing that Mamash looking Dalim, they made up all one thing in one hand, one thing in the other hand. Again, Dr. Shulchan says, no Chayim on the other hand, says where to put it, they put it in the left hand, and the others were not marked, but they put it in front of them. Shulchan Zalman had some in front of him. Shmuel Kamdetsky, Mazir, Orbach, the Meister, Kopshis, they had some in front of them. That means that the Kleinstone, the technical words in front of us is to hold in the hand. Those are the arguments saying, Maisa, having in front of you, Maisa is enough. Similar point is the same idea when you switch it. The words of the Mechaber, Apin Maril, for the switch it when you make the case of some put them some in the right hand, and have the klis in the left hand. Do you have to have the klis in the left hand? The simple words are you're making a bell out of that place, holding them some in your right hand, you make a brach on them some. Therefore, you see, Lapi, you mean tactic, you mean Machmer, hold both them, some in the right hand, and the klis in the left hand. Again, Lash Lavush, Lash Napisha, Taz, Chayodim, Dabitin and Chuba says, Chlil of the Shabbos. It's not a Shainin, Archa Shulchan. But the Yavit says, no, it just means, you switch it, but you left him. You have in front of you, have in front of you, but you brought it on the Bislamim. No, it didn't happen. The Christian hand. So again, Yesh V'yesh, as far as I see that my Am is redacting to what says in the Shulchan Aruch, those who know the Halacha, to hold them in the hands, those aren't. What? Yesh V'yesh. Now, the last thing in this Simon over here is the idea of Nosha making Abdullah. Now, the question if you look at the Beis Yosef from the Shuas Bekitzer, the question is first of all, is Abdullah Darabonim or Daraisa, and then what to go do with it? That means, even on the time Abdullah is Daraisa, the Chua, we mean Ishkish, Zachar, the Shomer, just like Noshim had the Shomer, then the Zachar, Zachar with Yisosai, Zachar with Yosai, never have the Abdullah, Asad Daraisa. Asad Darabonim, who says that the Abdullah? So Mishmur says, maybe, since it's Dumidi Krishna Mesakin, Kol Tikin Rabbonin Ke'in Dereis HaTikin. Atzal HaShani says, no, maybe it's Tidin Echirl. And the Mitzah says, my Goma Chol, Noshim HaPotter. The Archer side of here, if Noshim HaChayim in Abdullah B'Chlal. When Maisa come up with Mechaber and it beats it down, the notion of Chaiba Abdullah Bestam, Yishmi Shechoyle gets in the notion of Abuchi. Stab Yishim, Allah Kestam, Machaba says notion of Chaiba Abdullah. Yay, this is Bechosh, the Kitzer, notion of Chaiba Abdullah. Achana Shenin, Yavos Mamshech, Kamal said to be Chayshish, maybe there is no Din Abdullah, and therefore they should only hear Abdullah from men and not make Abdullah by themselves. Bush goes this way. And the question is, upon Lavush, upon the Ramov here, we know there's a cloud, the gay mitzvah saying, since my grandmother, Noshim HaPotter, couldn't they do the mitzvah anyway? That means Noshim HaPotter blew off, not a question. And yet, can they make a brach on the lulav? Noshim HaPotter Shafer, can they make a brach on the Shafer? So that's it, it's a signal, it's a relation between Rashi and Taisus. The Locha Kutim Neisvard is that Noshim cannot make a brach on the lulav. Maisev Ashkenaz, they do make a brach. So once the Ashkenaz, the Maisev do make a brach, correct the Taz, the Bach and others, if so, why is the law coming to say cannot make a bracha on Abdullah? Should not be worse than any mitzvah saved my grandma Noshma Potter. And then why? They can make a bracha over here. And therefore, the maskana of the Magravom is like the Bach and says they can make a bracha even if a potter. Even a potter. Now, just to defend back what's Pshat Ramon, either we have the Taz's Teres, that's in the case of Yisrael Bonham, if Noshma not Mukhil upon it, we only say this cloud making a bracha by the rice, by Lulu, by Shaper. Or the way the Makarvam answers, it depends. If the mitzvah is lulav and shayfer, and the bracha is derech agav, women have the right to make a bracha. But if the mitzvah is the bracha, women have no right to make the bracha. What? But the ech shiur of Mishmur's maskana is, at the point of the Sharetzin, women can make Abdullah. Number one, because most Rishonim say women can make Abdullah, have a chiyuv to make Abdullah. And number two, even they cannot make, they have no chiyuv to make Abdullah. Still, the ik is like the bach among the drum that said they have a right to make Abdullah. Therefore, at the end of the day, Mishmur comes out, women can make Abdullah. I affect the Mishnah Brua, whatever happened, the Shloh, the Maisa, the women should not drink Abdullah. In the Mitzvah Sugiva Eitzadas, says you're right, they should not make Abdullah, because that's Sugiva. But when they have no option, no one's around, or everyone already made Abdullah, then they should make Abdullah by themselves. I mean, the maskana is, if everyone made Abdullah and then by themselves, they should make Abdullah. That means all the time you get a neighbor or your nieces call you or people ask you and Nashi say, can you make Abdullah for them? So if you already made Abdullah, Mishmur says they should make Abdullah by themselves. Make Abdullah by themselves. Now the only question now is make Abdullah for themselves. Again, Nashi make a mistake. They think they can grow a beard, they not make Abdullah, they're stuck over here, they gotta make Abdullah for them, it's also Gomer. Mishmur comes out about Mishmur and Mice, they do make Abdullah. No, the option, they make Abdullah, and you should not make Abdullah for them. Now the question is, what do the case of in there? What?
I
just
tell them not to make Abdullah.
No, we tell them not to make Abdullah to the Mishmur, only for the Shlosh, where they shouldn't drink it. But when there's no one else around, we tell them to go make Abdullah.
Should they make Abdullah on
Kama Medina? We don't have Kama Medina. We should have Kama Medina. Tell them to make a grape juice. Not a whiskey. No, make a grape juice. Now, the only question is negate the sugya of ner. That means the bealocha gets above, that's the sugya of ner. Its maskon is, there's no chiyuv to make a bracha on ner l'kuli ala. Now the question is, what the Mishmur's maskon is, they cannot make a bracha on ner, or there's no chiyuv to make a bracha on ner. I mean, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is, that once she has no chiyuv, how can make a bracha on ner? A bit have no over here, there's no, I can make a bracha on ner during the week. So they're not shaykh the sugya of Shabbos over here. So I can make a bracha. Mishlam is summer, no problem. You can make a bracha on all week. But here on the Nair, we don't make a bracha there all week. And I check Shabbos. How in the world can you make a bracha on the Nair? Therefore, so the Chodesh Shani Pesham the Bialochot, they cannot make a bracha on the Nair. My words are in a chayavis. There's no chiv to. If you look in the Shani Alochot, the Chaim Kiyaskin, he says, oh, Pshat, in the Bialochot. In his first two Maduras, he says they cannot make a bracha on the Nair. The third Madura is massacring it and says there's no chiyuv to make Abdullah on the Nair. Maybe they have a right to. Mavuchah. But in the Bialocha, it sounds like you shouldn't make the allowed to, or should. Shmir Shabbos said the mice, they shouldn't, Chodeshoni said they shouldn't. Asad Hashemi, most Svarim, the Chidah, the Kabachayim, the Chaynah, the Moshe, the Kabbalah, say the minute is that Noshim and Maisa do make Abdullah on the Nair. Just you want the numbers, it's 27 to 3. 27 to the Svarim, Kabbalah say that Noshim should make a bracha on the Nair. Father, the Abdullah, well, the text over here, not like the Bialochim says there is no chiyuv to go do it. Therefore, what you should do, tell the Noshim, want to make Abdullah, and you already get Abdullah, tell them make Abdullah by themselves. But the Iskim make Abdullah in there, say, those who say, Lav Dafka. But otherwise, we'll have to make Abdullah, we'll have to say it. The loch in the gate sugar of hefsek is, if they think they have to go say it, even they don't have to go say it, not sugar of hefsek. I mean, it's better not to go tell them anything. That means, for example, let's say a person made a hamoitzi, then he says salt, and then he realizes he has salt in front of him, the loch in kufsan, the sign, it's not a hefsek. Sending the gate in there. Women think they have to say there, let them say there. Yeshua, but listen, work, bring this one, go this way, don't tell them anything, don't confuse them. But if you tell them not saying there, it makes it very lax about Cholius. I see them, they think, yeah, Abdullah, not real chiv over here. No, just leave them as is. Let them say, Abdullah, come make Abdullah over here. And that's as is. Now, to get to Noshim, putting the fingers by the nair. So there is a b'charno, that means that some people do not, Noshim, not put the fingers by the nair. And the reason where he says, is both upon the Pirma Gadol, why are you putting our fingers by the nair? So we'll get to Beshav next Chabura, but the Pirma Gadol says that after the Eitz Das, our whole dead body was covered with nails. After the Eitz Das, we lost our protection, and only went to the end of the body over here, went to the end of our fingers. Therefore, we show the contrast, one to another, the Abdullah over here, between our nails and the body. Since it reminds us, the Chit of the Eitz Das, the King Kuchav over here, therefore, this reason, number one, that Noshim should not step a nail on the floor that are cut over here, it's how the Sukkah of Sakona, says that Pirma Gadol, that's the reason, remembers, reminds the person of the Sukkah of the Eitz Das. Also, the Russian would not look upon the nails. Meisel, as far as I see, all Russian licenses do look upon the nails, and therefore, because the Lochas and the Chakinevsky and others say, Meisel, we do not see this way. The words of Lichas Beisel, Shum Placer did not mention the Chilkin Russian, but our Russian, they get looking upon the nails, and therefore, our Russian licenses do look. I mean, you have an object not to go look for the Russian, this is Makar. But if as far as I see, the Russian do look upon the nails. They get to Retail Zayim, Sugya sending the summon by Abdullah. So the Kitzer, the person comes out, the Mechab is very clear, based upon the Sugya Brochas, you have no Chir to be Manser, Achab the summon. If you have it, you have it. Don't have it, you don't have to make the Brocha, Nam Achab in your Abdullah. The words of Ramah, it's in the Reis Sadeches, over there will say, but let's say you get on later on in the night, get an hour later, 2 hours later, 3 hours, you make a Brocha upon the summon. That means, not if you dismiss it now, you forget about it. You get an hour later, and might say, make the Brocha. Now the current halacha says, what does it mean to not have around you? He says, to go and knock on your shochin's door, meaning there's no chiddush to go do that. I mean, to me it's a chiddush. I thought the shochin has to go knock on his door. He said, no, that's also looking together, not be chlizah achav b'salim. Now, in the gate of someone, one of the main questions is, especially after the sick of corona, and some people lost their sense of smell to a certain level of air, the question is, if you don't appreciate that now, or you have no know of it, the person to make a bracha on the summon. So first, because the idea of making a bracha on smell is a gemara brachas wrote down lochem sim reich tazayin. The chiyuv osla hundus bezeh oilim belishim bracha. People do not seem to know this, but you, just like the chiyuv to make a bracha on food, the chiyuv to make a bracha on things that you smell. Chiyuv gomer osla hundus. Why you call it shama ataluka osla hundus? Not only that, speaks of mishmor, but the case of an esrik. The shalat you make a bracha when you smell it, or bread, the shalat you make a bracha when you smell it. Says the Mishigura, therefore don't smell it. That means in the gate of food, if you're not sure if you make a bracha or not, bracha is you're allowed to eat it. In the gate of smell, if you're not sure to make a bracha or not, you're not allowed to smell. Explains that chroinim, why? Explains that chroinim, what? In the gate of, explains that chroinim, why? Because in the gate of food, you gotta eat. It's fine, so you don't know what to go do. You can make them go eat it without a bracha. They get to smell, don't smell. Now the question is tabak. He has a big tumult on tabak, why we don't make a bracha, a smell upon it. They want to say because it's artificially made, it's not real, even that's a mavucha. I dabbed the two shuls, and the guy goes around on tabak, and I tell him, please don't go around, because there's a shalat to make a bracha, what the actor does not do. And I print him things, gave it to him, and he says, fine, thank you. And he goes around, he knows every time he comes up to me, he says, not for you. He goes up to everybody else. Fine, and my kids take, everyone takes. Fine, again, the tabak is the reason why. So it's a bracha, so we don't make a bracha tabak. Fine. He says it's not official. He tells me his is special, it's very good. It's not official. So the better they are, the more problem you have. So let me do a video from here. So it's a good question. I want to do a tabak. I didn't want to bring it up, but it's a great question. Now, the gate of smelly, yeah, again, the look is smell, we make a bracha. The question is, would you not enjoy the smell? So that means during the week, would you pick up a neckcloth, would you pick up the sipari, the clothes, and smell it? I don't know, it's rather fun to pick up and smell. So, can you make a brach on something better than you have? Only reason why you smell good, and only another is beside the mitzvah shabbat. Let's make it practical. Can you make a brach on whiskey when you're only drinking it because of social pressure? Right? I mean, some people come and enjoy whiskey, I don't believe that. But all the time it's true that some people don't enjoy whiskey. Can you make a brach on shakal when you're drinking without social pressure? You don't enjoy the taste. So, Shtomach has a true in the Chalabez and Chalakay, and brings down the Belzerabo, he says he cannot make a brach on whiskey. Well, the goes this way. Levi says also the gate of the summer puts two sugars together. How can you make a brach on the summer if the mice you don't enjoy it? Levi, for example, the brisket rub, he would not make a brach on the summer if he didn't enjoy it. Now, the answer back, I think the difference between the case of whiskey versus the summer. The same as Shari Brocha says, if you don't know Shkosh, he says the mice does not make a great long. Let him make a brach on the summer. Because by whiskey, I think most of us don't enjoy it. It's a negative aspect over here. Purely social pressure. I think Besamim, has a smell. Smell it. My mother tells me, smell my perfume. Like, okay, whatever she wants. My wife tells me, smell, whatever, I'll smell it. Yeah, very, yeah, wow, amazing. Well, there is a smell there, just I don't appreciate it. Right? I don't appreciate whiskey, right? So I don't, but whiskey bothers me. But here, I find I don't appreciate this small annoy out of smelling. Negalach, small enough, smelling cinnamon, it's small enough. So not crucial, just like by eating a mashu, do you make a brocco? Pick up a drop of rice, a kernel of rice, to pick up, make a brocco in the zainas? Yeah, about the osmol, because that other solution of brocco. Same thing again, smelling a gram, lab duck, you really enjoy, you want to pick it up? Mice is no beer. The other one, I'm a mice who has a sense of smell, who enjoys it, you make a brocco. Now, if you don't have any sense of smell, make chlami, then you tell someone else to make a brocco for you. Now, the gate to making the bracha here, come on the Mishnah, and brings out from the Mahavram that even though the Kal is the gate there, brachas and things that you smell, there are different brachas out there, atzeb some, minim some, rechta baperis. The gate Abdullah, we always say, boyer minim some. Why? Because the Kal is just like the gate of brachas by food. If you're not sure what you can make, eat or dama shakal. The locha is always make a shakal, because the bracha. But also, same thing, the gate of some, it's brach, Claudius, boy, meaning the some takes in everything, and then we always use to the boy, meaning the some. Now, the Mishmur says, therefore, the correct thing is to make a brach on some is boy, meaning the some. But even if it's not boy, meaning the some, let's say you take a dasin, boy, accent the some, so Sfarim will say boy, accent the some. Maestro, the Mishmur, the main Ashkenaz, they say boy, meaning the some. Now, the question really is, the clothes itself, Mishim the self brings out machlokes and rich design. What brach do you make of clothes? Do you make a brach of rech kleva peiris or boy atzeh b'samim? Same thing to get to the synonym, what brach do you make upon that? I just think what Pshat the Mishim is, that what would you do during the week? During the week, when you pick up clothes, you might say boy atzeh b'samim. I got into machlokes, but that's what we do. The mashenkin, things that are more urav during the week, what would you do? We would separate them. The Mishmur says, make sure it's not Murab. I mean, Mishmur is telling you, do whatever you do during the week. During the week, I close you, or make Boy Mean in the summer, or Shabbos, make Boy Mean in the summer. During the week, at cinnamon, you would not do that. Don't take cinnamon, you're stuck. You say Boy Mean in the summer, cinnamon. Yeah, Murab, things intertwined. What you do during the week, you separate them. What Shabbos, separate them. But whatever you do during the week, that's the mindset we do on Shabbos. During the week, you make unclothes, Nekalach, Tiparin. Also, make your Boy Mean in the summer, that's what it takes for Chathilo. Now, to take the Chachila, this is a question, should be Yachid, people, the sum of four Moshe Shabbos, no, take anything that's in the spice drawer, take it out, and make a bracha of Boi Mina B'Samim. So, there are two reasons why people are Yachid. Number one, if the Mishmur here comes to Eli Rabo, after Mitzvah and Mokho, should be Yachid something specifically for the Mitzvah of Boi Mina B'Samim. Second, if you go to the Sugar in Rish Tzayin, the Sugar of Reyach, something is made for to eat. Can you pick up the smell? Whether it's bread or esrog, you don't have to pick up the smell. So there are those who might say, machra. There's a Torah Shabbos from years ago, a Chadish pass like this, or the Tzim pass like this. A person cannot pick it up to go smell. I count them Shabbos passes against this. Ever since Shemir Shabbos, the Zayis of Rach, Michoishu with the Chazan Shito. And then we should miyachin it to smell. Therefore, I count if you miyachin the smell, if you want to use your clothes for your gefilte fish, no problem. But nicely, you're supposed to be miyachin to smell. Take the Indian of making a bracha upon it. That means that when Am, as far as you see, the miyachid of two reasons. One, after mitzvah lebucho. The second time, the chashash of the chadashiko, the person cannot make a bracha thing that's made for achil over. Just an aside with one case, interesting case. The lochem yardei sim kuf tzadikei. The sugya of our chokis. A person cannot smell his wife's perfume. That means whether it's she's wearing the perfume, sugya of shishanim, or says if it's a tshuva, she took off her perfume or she's holding it, you cannot go smell it. If so, if the isha is holding the sum in her hand, can you, when she's an Ida, can you smell the basam? Can you smell the basam? It's on her. Just like when she's wearing basam, you can't smell her. She has basam in her hand. And you make a bracha by me, the basam, can you smell the basam in her hand? So I see some smells over here. Maisa, Nuzachon, come on to Aseret. Kenei Boisim, the Chodshani, Pahad Simcha. 10 different Sfarms say you cannot smell the basam in her hand. The question is, the by doubt, how's it Shayach? If you know the sugya by us, what's the correct way to make a dollar that you should hold the b'sam in your right hand, you make a bracha boy mina b'sam, and you smell it. And then, you give it to people around you. So first of all, why is the question coming up? So the Abiyah says the question comes up, because when a wife holds it for you, ki yoda rechka, as if you're holding it. That's the kiddush, she says. But she's holding it for you, as if you're holding your right hand, ki yoda rechka. Then the question comes up, I say, his maskar, he can't smell it. I think when it's morning, let's do the other way. When you make a bracha by mina b'samim and you smell it, then you give it to wife to go smell. You have to put it down. You can give her to go smell. You have b'sam in your hand. The question really is talking about chokis. The look is you cannot smell perfume that's on her. Can she smell your cologne? Can she might smell what you're wearing? You have b'sam in your hand. Can you smell it? See, it's a question we have to ask. Can you answer it? Very simple. Men can wear cologne. How can we have some that I don't really think of smell over here? What? But my say, on the side they can somehow. Or they do somehow.
No, sir.
Can I say, can you go smell over here? So my say, as far as I see, either the Omer or a carp, another Gabriel, then their caucus, these swarm come along and say, the only thing that Issa put upon men to smell women's perfume, but not vice versa. So if you should shout for the Shadow of my say, he says, they say it's Arachim. I see one saying between Machmer, not to smell. When a man's wearing perfume, the Urch Satara, Isaac Kahana, right, he's a big Machman, not a sneaker. So Isaac Kahana comes along and says, so he comes along and says, the said, not to smell a person's perfume, and he therefore says, when a man is holding Besamim, she should not smell the Besam by a doll that's in his hand. Massive finish. I said, again, this one I see, both swarm, it's a chumra upon a chumra upon a chumra. If you really, it's not cologne, it's Besamim. They put upon men, the most one might not make all here. Each one that you have to go do that. The mice, as far as if you ask me, I'd say the mice have a right to go let your wife smell some that's in your hand. I got me a percent upon Isaac Khan for other things over here. So the mice, I can not percent upon over here. The could be the not community, maybe it is the other way. I mean, I'm saying you make Abdullah, but sometimes someone else make Abdullah. They pass the some around. Then she has the some in her hand, she smells it, she wants to give you to go smell. So the mice in her hand. I have a new one saying not to go smell it. Why? Because she has perfume or something in her hand. I have to go smell it. Again, we can argue Lumbus. We can argue the shield. We have come to argue Lumbus. He's a Lumbus over here. Right? He just put out a kudus recently with his double bear. He's a Lumbus. Nice. Again, as far as I see, 10 swarms are left with a Machman and 5 with Michael. So fine, I can put you not 10 verse 6. Kenzak, Yishlai. So maybe the better hook is to put it down over here. My minister next time, Kabul will be rates on the chess or rates on the chess. Beginning race, I guess, not the whole thing.
What's the beginning?